bro. Welcome to the show. This is the Bipolar Badass, and I'm your host, Jazz. I'm here to help you feel like a badass despite your mental illness by helping you find your authenticity, strengths, and passions and mesh them into one beautiful life for yourself. So come on, baddies, let's take it the fuck on. Dude, welcome to the show. I'm so excited you're here. I can't wait to start the Bipolar Badass again and it be something that I keep up with because I'm not trying to be somebody else with it. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today, adapting your goals to pursue your passions. And really, that starts with stopping the comparison game. But we're going to talking about adapting to pursue your passions. So first we're going to talk about adapting your goal, then we're going to talk about adapting your timeline, and then we're going to talk about adapting the method you go about going after those goals in that timeline. So first, adapting the goal. Now, adapting the goal is really hard because you have to separate your desires for something really fucking great. Like, I don't know how many of you who have that who listen to this podcast are bipolar, but if you're bipolar and you're manic, or you struggle with mania often, you probably struggle with a lot of thoughts of like things you cannot physically do, like physically impossible for a human to do, like working so hard that you cannot physically do it when you are healthy, or physically do it and stay healthy. So if you are having those types of goals like I do, you need to reassess where that goal is at and make it somewhere that it is 50-50 if you're going to succeed or fail. Not 25-75, I'm probably going to fail, I can't stay healthy. Like, if you can't stay healthy, it's not a goal that you're going to succeed at. So just take it off the table. And find a different goal that's still under the realm of that passion that's going to help you build the skill to the point where maybe you can go after that other goal, but only when it's aligned for you and only when, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you find goals aren't even aligned for you when you get to the point of finding a little bit of success in it. And you have to look at, is this goal a 50-50 if I'm going to succeed or fail at it? And an example in my life is I had a job that I really liked at the beginning. I was honestly in an area where I was doing really, really well. I was succeeding. It was 50-50 if I was going to succeed or fail when I got the job. But I was succeeding in my job. And then it got to a point where the people just became very toxic to me. And my bipolar was getting worse. I was honestly becoming not a very good employee because my bipolar was getting worse. And then the people started treating me worse because I was not a very good employee. So, yeah, bipolar sucks in that realm because suddenly you just can't do your job anymore. That sucks. Back to talking about adapting the goal, I found myself in a position where I was definitely failing. And I definitely found myself in a position where I was going to keep failing. I couldn't stay healthy. I could not stay healthy to save my life. Literally, to save my life. I was so depressed that it was bad, guys. I will open up to talk about it at some point, but every time I've gone to record a podcast, I've stiffened up and haven't been able to really record something that was valuable. So I really want to be able to record something that's valuable on it when I do record about it, and do share that story. But it was a very hard time for me and I couldn't stay healthy. And that meant I was going to fail ultimately at my goals. And that to me, like, not failing at your goals is ultimately the worst thing that can happen, because failing at your goal, I ultimately did fail at that goal. I did not do well in that job at the end. In the end, I did not do well. And when it comes to setting the new goal, I still set a goal where it was 50-50 if I was going to fail or succeed. And I really assessed it. Is it 50-50 or is it more? Am I setting a goal that's too high for me? And looking at my past experience, I was not setting a goal that was too high for me. Like, when I'm healthy, I can do these things. And I got myself into a spot where I was pretty healthy, and I started applying to jobs. And by the time I got interviews, I was not healthy anymore. I was not healthy anymore because that other job made me unhealthy. So I ended up working really hard for the interviews, even though I wasn't healthy. I was manic, so it helped. And I got the job that was 50-50 if I was going to fail or succeed. And it was hard for me to decide if that was actually, because I was manic. I had to, like, I talked to my boyfriend about it. I talked to my mom about it. She didn't quite think it was 50-50, but I talked to my, like, I talked to people about it. And I think it was just my mom and John, but yeah, I talked to them about it, and I made an assessment based on how I think I would think when I'm stable. And I know that's not like the best, like, you're still manic, so you're still thinking in a way that you're manic, but it helps a little bit with your judgment. And like I said, I talked to some other people to help them, like, I asked John to say, how would I make this decision if I was stable? I don't ask him how he would make this decision. I asked, how would I make this decision if I was stable? Because he knows me well enough to tell me that. And my mom used to know me well enough to tell me that. She doesn't know me well enough to tell me that anymore. When she did know me well enough, I didn't ask her that because I was not I didn't have the capacity to ask that question. That's how you kind of, that's my example of adapting the goal, but you look at something that's going to be 50-50 if you fail or succeed at it when you're healthy, when you're in good health. And then you want to make sure you're making that decision from a place of alignment and from a place of looking, like I said, looking at your strengths. Is it 50-50 if I'm going to fail or succeed? Next, we're going to talk about adapting your timeline. So, when I was in college, I had a goal of graduating in 4 years. Like, I actually had a goal of graduating in 3 years, but I was okay with 4 years. Yeah, by the time I got to year two, I knew that what the 3-year goal wasn't going to happen. So it became 4 years. And I wish to this day, and wishes, hindsight's 20/20, so don't spend a lot of time on wishes or thinking about it. I try not to, but I do wish that I would have taken time off in college or taken less credit hours a semester, so that it might have taken me 4.5 or 5 years to graduate. And even though that would have put me in more debt, and that sucks, I would have still got a fucking degree, and I still would be an engineer to this day. I would probably be a better one because I would have taken more time to learn what I was learning, and I would have been in better health while I was learning it, which if you have depression or bipolar, you know that they can affect your memory, and that's what that did to me. And I don't know how I did school. I don't know how I did as well as I did because I was not healthy during school either. And it wasn't school making me unhealthy. It was me not knowing what was going on making me unhealthy. I took my medicine maybe 20% of the time, 30% of the time. I did not know how to take care of myself. And I really learned how to take care of myself through that experience and through the experience of becoming an adult and really learning about my mental health and my mental illness when I found out I had a mental illness. So that's kind of an example of adapting your timeline, but in your life, it can look like finding a way to make it take longer, because longer is not worse. We need to stop thinking that longer is worse. Longer can mean happier. Longer can mean more stable. Longer can mean a better outcome in the end. So we really need to start thinking of slowing down as something that's worthwhile for us, not as something that is going to bring us the fuck down, because that's what I think every time I think about slowing down at first. And then I have to remind myself that it is something that is going to help me in the end. And that's kind of how I do it now that I can look back. That college experience helped me a lot because I can look back on that failure of me doing not as good in school as I could have done and not being healthy for a really long time. I look back at that and I think, okay, what lesson can I learn here? What did I learn from this failure? And I learned, one, I need to take care of my health first and foremost. But second, I learned that I can slow down. You don't have to run the race the fastest. And the next way that you can adapt is adapting the way you go after your goals. So you can still have the same goal. So I had a goal of starting a podcast and it being a consistent podcast. And originally, I wanted it to be weekly. Originally, that is what was suggested to me by my mentor. It was what was thought of as the standard. And I went to try it, and I couldn't still stay healthy doing it. Every time I started, I got too anxious to do it, and that's partially because I got manic when I was trying to record. And that is, I would usually only record when I was like up late at night. When I was in manic symptoms. So you have to adapt your method sometimes to be healthy when you're working on it. Like I said, that's my biggest indicator that I'm definitely going to fail when I'm no longer healthy. So I know I'm no longer in that 50-50 might fail or succeed zone. So I stop and I reassess and I say, how can I go about this in a different method in some cases? And with the podcast, this is one of those cases. So I still wanted to go after the same goal, have a consistent podcast. I still wanted to have the same timeline. I mean, I wanted to start it right now and I want to do it until it no longer feels authentic to me. But I needed to adapt my method, how I was going about doing it. So, I approached it bi-monthly now. It's still a consistent podcast. I just do it less often. And that's kind of a timeline thing. It's kind of adapting the goal, but, it's kind of a mix of all three. But I think it's more adapting the method because it's the method I'm going about doing this podcast. It's the method I'm going about, I don't know, but I changed it to take twice a month. And then I reassessed how I was going about taking notes for the podcast. I reassessed how I was going about recording the podcast, how I was going about being too stringent about my words and the words I was using and the wording I was using. So I started working on those things first. And then I was like, I'm going to start putting out a podcast again. So you really have to reassess and see where you need to go to adapt your method to go after your goal too. So those are the three things I think you can adapt to go after your goals. And this is my podcast for today. Thanks for listening in. Exactly what she said. Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed today's podcast or got anything from it, please share on your Instagram account and share your stories and tag me. I'm at the bipolar badass at the_bipolar_badass. And if you want to shoot me a DM, that's also an awesome way to let me know you enjoyed the podcast today. I love getting DMs from y'all. And just let me know you're related to something or let me know that you found something helpful. Thank you so much for listening in and have a great day.